Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. Today is Thursday, May 16th, and we have a guest in the studio. Before we get to Danny, because Danny is not very happy this morning, I just wanted to let you know we do have a special guest in the studio. If you guys want to check us out on Facebook, you can go to LA Talk Radio's page on Facebook, and you'll see us there. Otherwise, stay tuned on the app, wherever you are. We're going to put on a good show for you, but first of all, we got to go to Danny and find out what the hell is going on. It is a rainy day in LA. The traffic is shit. Right? So what happened?
So I went to Starbucks on Riverside Drive. Have you been to that parking lot?
Yes.
You know how it's all in one direction.
Right.
You can only drive up.
Right.
So I park, I go into Starbucks, I come out, I get in my car, and I look to see if any cars are coming. They're not.
Right.
But I'm only looking in one direction because it's a fucking one way.
Right.
So I all of a sudden I reverse and I hear like,
bam,
bam. So I hit this chick who came down from the opposite direction. And then first I didn't realize it was a one way. And then I get out of the car and she's like, "This is your fault. You're paying for it." Like an older Asian lady. Then I get out and I'm looking. I go, "Actually, bitch, it's your motherfucking fault. This is a one way. So give me your insurance information." And once she realized it's her fault, she did not want to give her insurance information. I go, "I'm not leaving until I have your policy number, so let's get to it."
Right.
She goes, "Can we like talk about this at the end of the day?" I said, "No, we cannot."
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So at least you know that you were right.
Yeah.
Because she agreed with you.
Yeah. Well, not only that, people were trying to get into the parking lot.
Right.
And they couldn't because she's going in the opposite direction.
Right. Yeah, yeah. No, you're right. You're in the right there, you know?
Yeah, but I was just like, I'm a little worried because my car isn't. I have Massachusetts insurance and Massachusetts plates because I haven't switched it.
Tell me something. How much damage did you sustain there in your car? Is it pretty bad?
Hers is more fucked up.
Yeah.
Hers is a Mercedes, so that sucks.
But you don't really need insurance, I think, if she's going to pay for it.
I don't know what she wants to do. Mine's just literally I can be buffed.
Yeah.
Yeah, mine's like nothing. Hers, on the other hand, it's like dented.
Yeah.
Scratched up.
Yeah. Wow.
You know,
now she's going to talk to people and they're going to tell her.
That's exactly what she's going to call her husband. She was trying to call someone like four times. Right. In the parking lot. I was like, "I have to go to work.
And they'll
making me late now."
Yeah. And then they'll tell you, "No, it was actually your fault." People will tell you that who were not even there.
Yeah.
Like her fucking husband or kids or something, you know?
But I'm thinking I should have called the cops while I was there with her, right?
Well, they wouldn't come for something like that.
You don't think so? No, and they probably would have taken an hour.
And plus, parking is private property. You know, I don't know if they'd really come.
I mean, I'll probably still file a police report.
Yeah.
Just in case my insurance. I have a fault. That's why I have to leave a few minutes at 10:45 with Norfolk and Denham. And hopefully they tell me.
Oh.
They'll still cover me because I'm out of state.
Right.
And I've been paying for Massachusetts insurance.
Which is worthless if they're not going to cover you. Why did you even bother?
Well, because I have a lease car. I have to have insurance.
So you have to have insurance.
Yeah.
But you're wasting your money, obviously.
Well, hopefully they'll cover me.
Well, hopefully.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they don't have to come out of pocket. It's her fault.
Right.
They just got to file the claim.
Exactly.
I mean, you guys don't need to do anything.
No, really. It's going to be on your record, but not if she pays for it, then it shows it's not your fault. You know? You're still involved in something, so the insurance will probably find out about it anyway.
I mean, I've let them know I live in California. They haven't told me not to pay.
Oh.
I just don't know how that works, because I can't get California insurance for Massachusetts plates.
Gotcha.
And my car's leased, so I don't know how that works.
Okay, well.
But my day is very, it's weird, because we've had like a couple guests on the show that do like spiritual shit.
Uh-huh.
And they say if you have like intuitions or like deja vu or something, you have like a kind of like a sixth sense. And last night I was driving home from work and a car almost hit me. And this morning I woke up, I go, "I'm getting into a car accident today."
Really?
I feel it. Yeah. And then like an hour later.
You think you attracted it?
No, I just had a feeling. I was like, it's coming. Probably because I've been slacking on my car and God's like, "You need to fucking do it. Why are you not changing your plates?" It's God telling me I need to get my shit together.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Get your plates. Mm-hmm. It's time.
Mm-hmm. And get my California license because I live here now.
Yeah. There you go. So, yeah, the day didn't start very well for you. Yeah. For me, the hardest thing was just getting through traffic this morning. You know, it took twice as long to
get here. Because of the rain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I made it, you know. And I think it's going to rain actually harder, right? In a little bit.
I hope not.
And then it's going to stop. Yeah. I haven't seen the strong rain. Or
I have no idea.
Yeah, like the storm or something. They said it was really going to like...
It was downpouring this morning when I woke up.
Oh, it was?
Downpouring.
So maybe that's what they refer to.
Like whatever I woke up without my alarm because it was raining so heavy.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So you could hear it?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
No, I was sleeping. It was hard for me to get up this morning.
Really? Yeah, because it's so dark out.
As usual.
But I have a hair appointment at 11:20.
Uh-huh.
I have work at 1.
Uh-huh.
And my insurance company is probably going to leave me on hold for 2 hours.
Oh, wow. I know.
What a great birthday week.
Yeah. Well, Saturday comes and you'll have fun.
Well, at least I'm alive. At least it's not like an accident that's like on the highway and someone like hit me at 90 miles per hour.
Right, right.
So it could be worse. It could always be worse.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
I just like how her attitude.
These are small things. You know? These are really the small things.
I just like how she like switched up the minute she realized it was her fault.
Yeah.
I'm like, look how that works.
Yeah. Some people wouldn't have done it though, you know. It's just that she didn't even expect you to say that.
No, she thought she got away with it. And then I went into my car and I grabbed my registration and my license and I got out and I'm looking at the parking lot. I'm like, wait a second now, honey.
Yeah. Do you think she realized she was going the wrong way? Maybe she was just stupid.
She was definitely stupid.
Yeah.
She's like, I didn't realize it was the one. And I think she generally didn't realize. She's like an older Asian lady.
Right.
And I hate to say it, but Asians can't drive for shit.
Yeah. I don't know if it has to do with that.
No, they can't drive for shit.
Why?
Every single Asian I know cannot drive. I don't know what it is. He's laughing because it's facts. And it's not racist. It's just like true. Kind of semi-racist.
It's semi-true. All right. Well, let's continue our conversation with our guests. We are joined this morning by designer Jonathan Mark Stein. Welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. Am I saying it cool Stein or
Stein? Yeah.
Stein, right? Okay. Well, I've seen Stein since I was a kid. You know. I grew up in Israel. There's a lot of Steins there and stuff. So, welcome to the show, Jonathan.
Thank you.
Are you a local Angeleno? Do you live here?
Studio City, yeah.
Really?
Studio City.
Did you grow up here too?
Oh, I grew up in Ohio.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Where in Ohio?
Cincinnati.
That's pretty cool. Have you ever been? Danny?
No.
No, you haven't been to Cincinnati.
Don't go.
Not even to
Ohio. No, that's like not on my bucket list of things to do either. Yeah. No offense.
Why, don't go?
There's just nothing to do there.
Yeah, I don't think anyone plans their vacations and says, I want to go to Cincinnati.
Right.
Yeah.
But they had a lot of R&B music there and dance music back, at least in the 70s. They had the Sound of Philadelphia, you know?
Right.
And that was like a series of, like I think Barry White was part of it and, you know, a lot of R&B and stuff. And they released a lot of different songs. So I remember that,
right?
You know, from Philadelphia. But, and of course, the Liberty Bell and all that stuff, right?
What am I talking about?
Am I talking about Philadelphia and he talked about Cincinnati?
Yeah.
What the fuck is wrong with me?
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
But both of us had no idea what you were talking about anyway.
And we're on video, too. How the fuck did I get... Okay, because I knew what I wanted to talk about. There was a show called WKRP in Cincinnati, and it was about a radio show. It was a sitcom, and it was very funny.
Oh.
And that I remember.
No clue.
But that's all I know about Cincinnati.
I have no clue.
In fact, what he said about Philadelphia, I was going to go on the whole thing about Philadelphia. How did I mix the two?
I do not know.
Yeah. Well, sometimes I'm like that.
Yeah.
He's like, what the fuck is going on?
I know. Well, Jonathan will find himself in the studio pretty soon. So, Jonathan, tell us what it is that you do.
I'm a fashion designer.
Fashion designer.
Yeah.
And what does that mean? You design actual clothes?
I design clothes for mostly celebrities and for the public. Yeah.
Oh, really?
What's your Instagram?
So celebrity. Yeah, go ahead.
Jonathan Mark Stein.
Sure. How do you spell Jonathan?
JonathanMarkStein.
Oh my God. Hold on.
Yeah. But this is also your brand too, right?
Yeah.
That's how you named it. You guys can actually follow us and see Jonathan's work and stuff at jonathanmarkstein.com. And there's your website. I'm blown away by some of your designs. I mean, these clothes are awesome. These are runway photos that I'm seeing here. Do people actually wear all of these things?
Yeah.
Really? So there's a lot of revealing stuff. And just like risque kind of clothes.
Yeah, I try to create clothing that makes women feel feminine, yet sexy and badass.
Right. I'm spelling something wrong. So Jonathan, J-O-N-A-T-H-A-N?
A-N, yeah.
And then Marks with an S or just Mark?
M-A-R-C.
Oh.
M-A-R-C?
Oh, you're right at the top. Okay.
Yeah. Exactly. But you also do men's designs as well.
I do, yeah.
Very cool, man. I like that. So we'll talk a lot about that. Mm. How did you get into this?
Well, actually, in college, I went to school for engineering, and I hated it completely.
Yeah, that just sounds awful.
Where did you go to school?
I went to Akron in near Cleveland, Ohio.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Akron, Ohio. I've heard of it. At least I've heard of it, you know. People that live there probably shaking their head going, what the fuck, you know.
Yeah.
But at any rate, So you went for engineering, right?
Yeah, and I saw a fashion video of a runway show, and I figured
you
I
fell
really
in love
wanted,
with that, did, right? Yeah. So did you drop your engineering in the middle and change your major, or did you actually finish school and then decide to go into something else?
I actually still finished school, and I started my career halfway as I was a sophomore, I believe, and I did them both full-time.
Wow. What do you think of that?
I feel fashion design is like a really tough gig. Your stuff's hot, though.
Thank you.
I just crept on your Instagram for like 3 minutes. That's why I was quiet.
Yeah. Why do you think it's tough? Tell us, and then we'll find out.
Well, number one, I feel like a lot of people can't come up with original ideas. So they're like just kind of...
They copy and... Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
right.
For instance, Fashion Nova has like billions of... They're making billions of dollars a year. But they're basically just taking what other people are wearing and making it in the cheaper version. Which is great for people that can't afford... high-end clothing, but it's not like original clothing. Like, it's not original ideas.
So it's like fakes almost, right?
And the people that make a name for themselves are people that actually like dream about, this is what I want this piece to be, and then it becomes a piece, and it becomes their piece, not somebody else's recreation.
Yeah. Do you agree with that?
I do, yeah. A lot of the Fashion Nova or like Forever 21, they always rip off the name brand designers and they make it their own.
And then they make billions of dollars. Like Forever 21 is a $1 billion company too. Yeah.
So they just take designs of high-end clothes and they make them cheaper?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, like if like say Kim Kardashian wore like a gown to a gala, they make that same dress, but like a dress that's worth like $40.
Right.
And everyone's like, well, I can look like her for $40.
Do you find that you have to compete with that in the marketplace?
I do. You know, I've seen a lot of other designers rip off from me. And, you know, I mean, I try not to. But, you know, you have to create stuff that follows along the trend. So you kind of have to follow what they're doing.
Right.
But you have to make it your own and your own design.
How does it make you feel when you see your design or a ripoff of your design on someone else?
Right.
I mean, it's a little mixed feelings. You're happy that somebody thinks your design's worth ripping off. But,
right,
you know,
like flattering on the one hand.
Yeah, but it takes away from your sales. It takes away from your brand. I mean, you know, if somebody rips off a Monet, they go crazy.
Right, then you want the credit at least for it, you know?
Right,
at least say I ripped them... This off for we were inspired by Jonathan Mark Stein, you know, but not to actually steal it. And that's the thing. I feel as well, although with me, the stronger feeling is the one of like, screw them, you know, they're not original. They took what I spent a lot of effort and time doing and they're just coming away with it as though they came up with it.
Yeah.
I have a competitor like this, you know, I mean, he's like a zit on my ass, like a pimple on my ass as far as his, importance to me. But the bottom line is that everything I do, he copies and passes himself off as this really original guy. And I'm going, what the hell, you know?
Right.
It's like, when you don't get the credit, you feel ripped off.
Yeah, for sure.
Right?
Yeah, for my podcast, I have like this friend of mine who was like asking me a million questions about like what we'd be talking about and the lineup. And then like maybe a month and a half after we started, he launched his own podcast with the same exact format, just a different name. I'm like, yo, you're a piece of shit.
Right.
people. But there's nothing you can do about it, though.
Right. All you can do is feel sorry for them that they're not original. They'll never be original. Yeah. They'll be thieves, you know?
And then it'll dry out because you couldn't even come up with the concept yourself. You had to steal mine. So.
Right. So that's why when you, when they follow you, then they don't succeed as much as you because you're always a step ahead of them, you know? Yeah. And that's what you have to pride yourself in. And plus, the thing is that you can show that your designs are original and it's your designs and everything. So, you know, there's, I think that leaves a lot of room for you to grow anyway. So you actually saw this runway show and you said, this is what I want to do?
I did, yeah.
Really? Like right away?
Right away.
Wow. That's interesting. You know, were you always interested in clothing and stuff?
I actually wanted to be an artist for a while, and I think that's where I got the design aspect from that, and that's why I went into engineering, because I went into the design side, mechanical, so I would design parts or machines or whatever, and I just realized that, you know, I could do this on people. I mean, clothing is art, it's structure, it's engineering. I mean, it has to look good, has to feel good.
So. Wow, that's true, right? It's just different materials and different designs, but essentially same skills.
Yeah.
Very cool, man. I admire that in a person because sometimes, I mean, like you'll go to school for 4 or 6 years, whatever, and suddenly something comes up and it's totally different and you change your mind.
Yeah.
You change your direction completely, you know? And that happens, so... but at least you finished school with an engineering degree, and that's what's important, right? Awesome.
Or at least my parents are happy.
Yeah, right? But you got the skills. That's what I'm saying, because you are rather young, right? Which is I envy you by that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously, you've already gained a lot of experience doing this, you know, so you had a built-in talent for this, I think, you know.
I hope.
Yeah. So what was the next thing you decided to do? What were you doing at the time? Did you actually have a job? Oh, no, you were still going to school, right, when you decided you wanted to do the...
I was still going to school, and I told my parents I wanted to be a designer, and, you know, they said if you put in the work, I had to put a business proposal together, I had to show sketches, I had to show my whole plan, and...
So yeah. So you actually wanted to start your own business right away rather than go and work for someone first.
Yeah, right away.
And learn or something.
I'd rather fail doing my own thing than, you know, trying out. Yeah.
And then you would have been, you are like influenced by other people as far as what you do. Mm-hmm. When you do your own gig, it's like you're original. You know, you don't get influenced by everybody.
Right.
And that's what I do with this station. I don't look at what other people do, you know. I want to come up with original stuff. Where I know if somebody ever comes and goes, oh, you copied this from them, that's not the case.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I admire that, man. I mean, that's pretty cool, actually, to be able to do that. So you came up with a proposal, and your parents saw you were serious about it and everything. Yeah. And so did you need some help from them, some support in getting the thing going and stuff?
Yeah, yeah.
What kind of expenses did you have, for example?
Oh, God, shows are... ungodly expensive.
So you right away decided you're going to participate in those fashion shows.
Yeah.
Wow. So it's not just like designing the clothes, putting them online or something. You know, you actually wanted to be part of the of where the action is.
Yeah, I wanted to jump in right away.
So yeah, that must be expensive, right?
It was, yeah.
Yeah.
And it just kept getting more and more from there.
Yeah.
Whoa. But at least I'm sure at this point you're probably sustaining yourself. How long have you been doing this now? Under your brand?
It's about 5 years.
4 years. Wow.
Full time, about 2 years.
Really?
Yeah.
So do you have any partners in this or is it just you?
Just me and my parents.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Damn, that's your parents are ride or die, honey.
Yeah, yeah. You know, and not only that, but he's so productive and everything, you know. Do you have siblings, other people like you?
I have 2 older brothers, yeah.
Really? Are they like this too? I mean, do they know pretty much?
Yeah, what do they do?
One's an engineer for Black & Decker, and the other one runs a video program for college for football.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, talented family, you see?
Sounds about right.
But it sounds like you grew up in a nurturing home, obviously, if all of you, you know, actually found your place in life, your careers, everything. You know, it's like it doesn't happen you know, with some families, they have a hard time growing up, you know, knowing what the hell they want to do. Yeah. You know?
Or some parents decide for their kids and then their kids are miserable. Like, I just met some guy at my restaurant whose family's loaded, and but his dad wants him to basically take over the business. And he's like, that is not what I want to do.
Yeah.
And he's like the only son in the family. So his dad's looking at him like, well, you got no choice.
Right.
I'm like, that sucks.
I wish I could do that with my son, actually, but I'm not going to force him. You know, I'm not going to force him. Like, you have to twist someone's arm to run a friggin' radio station, you know what I mean? But that's that.
That feeling, though, because if I, like, owned a business that was $1 billion, I wouldn't want, like, a third party that wasn't blood.
Exactly, like
I wouldn't want someone who wasn't one of my kids. But I looked at him, I go, why can't one of your sisters do it? He's got, like, four sisters.
Right.
He's like, Asians aren't there yet. I'm like, that's fucked up. And they'd probably run it better.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
The things that people say.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. So, so you sat down, actually, and started designing clothes.
I did,
for women first.
For both first?
Yeah. Oh, but so you were doing both at the same time. Very cool, man. So did you, like, did you in your mind know some of, or envision the designs that you wanted to do? Or is it more like you sit down with a piece of paper and you start drawing? Or how does it work for you? Because, I mean, we've spoken with filmmakers, with musicians, authors and stuff, but fashion designers is new to us.
I mean, sometimes I start at different points. You know, you sketch, then you make the pattern, then you sew. Sometimes I get the idea right away and I just go straight into sewing.
Really?
It all depends on if the idea is cohesive
That's
or
cool.
not.
You know how to sew. I think sewing is so tough.
I can't
sew for shit. It's not crafty in that way.
Right.
But that's kind of good, though, because I know a lot of people out here that do fashion design, they have to pay the people downtown to do it for them, and it's a lot of money.
I would imagine. Yeah. It's very artistic.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I would imagine the cutting is not much easier either, right?
Oh,
I mean,
no.
All the pattern and the designs and everything. Wow.
And like the different sizes, like small, medium, large.
Yeah, yeah. So did you teach yourself this? I mean,
I taught myself, using YouTube videos mostly.
Really? Oh my God.
Wow. That's cool, man. I like that. But I've done several things in my life where I didn't go to school for, and I did very well in them because it's kind of like you feel you have to do it, right? It's like if you have this desire that I've got to show this to the world, you know?
Right.
And this happened to me several things with things that I've done, and I've succeeded, you know, because you come up with original things and people appreciate that, you know, because you keep seeing the same things all the time, you know? I mean, when I see your fashions, I'm going like, wow, you know, I'd wear this, but, you know, this is obviously for younger men and stuff, you know.
Well, you
but
can still dress like you're young.
Yeah, but I mean, with an open shirt when I don't have a body like these 16-year-olds, what are you talking about? You know?
True.
Now, when it comes to the models, do you pick the models?
I do, yeah.
And what, do you go to a modeling agency and then you pick which ones you want? Or how does that process work?
I usually just reach out to them and since they know me by name or I've worked with somebody that they've worked with, they just usually just come to me.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. You see, so he's established himself. That's how it works. How did it go in the beginning, though? Did you have to find them?
I did, yeah.
Yeah. You see, so...
Yeah, in the beginning, for sure.
So he's done a lot of the footwork already, you know? I mean, the world... Yeah, I mean, the sky's the limit for you, man. The world is at your palm, you know?
Mm-hmm.
The palm of your hand.
Yep.
Wow, that's very good. You know,
so like I mean, when you cast your models, are you looking for people that have like a large following? Because obviously you want them to like tag your brand, right?
I mean, sometimes, yeah. Sometimes it's about look. I mean, all the people with large followings, you have to pay them an obscene amount
of
money.
Oh, yeah. It's ridiculous.
But I've, you know, made friends with a lot of people who have a large following who are also models. And because, you know, I'm so great to work with, they usually just work for me for free.
Right, yeah. Wow. It does happen sometimes where you're like, okay, I'll just do it for you. Yeah.
Yeah.
You but know? Yeah, like people that have like 500K or a million, they want like, I think my friend has 1.5 million and just for a single post for 24 hours, she charges like $3,500.
Wow.
Yeah.
For like a crazy single 24 hours.
I like that.
I'm like, how much money are you making a month, girl? Yeah. Let's talk about it. I need to get on that wavelength.
That's cool, man. And you got very, very beautiful people here wearing your stuff. Explain to us a little bit. I'm seeing here you have like SS19, AW18. What does that mean? Is that the seasons?
That's the season, yeah. SS stands for spring, summer, and AW is autumn, winter.
Okay, that's what I figured. Okay, cool. So every season you come up, you come out with new material. So I see 18 and 19. Did you see some of the designs, Danny?
On his Instagram page.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can go on his website, too, but I'm sure you get similar things on Instagram, right?
Yeah. I'll tell people his website, though.
Yeah. JonathanMarkStein.com. And you guys should definitely follow us because I'm very impressed with the clothes. You know, tell us about some of them. It's like almost like these designs tell stories, right?
Yeah.
So how do you come up with it? I mean, I'm fascinated. Like, okay, so you get the idea in your mind, or sometimes you'll like draw it on paper, right? Is that how it starts?
Yeah.
And so you sit there and you go, okay, so maybe I should put a line over here and a cut over here, right? But you never know what it's going to look like until you put it on a person.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yep. So, and even at that, sometimes on websites, the dress on the model looks so good. And then you get it and you're like, what the fuck is this?
Not the same, yeah. Right?
Yeah. So that's always a good thing when you like are online and you see something dope and you get it, it is dope. And you're like, thank God.
Yeah, I know. I know. So let me look into some. This SS19 is a cool line there. And wow, look at all these designs, man. So you're not wasting your time.
No, no.
You're working hard.
I work year round, yeah.
Really? How many hours do you put in every day? It's probably like your entire life.
Yeah.
So it's not like you can measure it by hours. Like me, I live and breathe my business.
You know? Yeah.
So, every day is different, you know. Sometimes I work a few hours. Sometimes I work through the night until the next day.
Right.
It all depends how much I have on my plate and how hard it is.
Do you guys have like tight deadlines and things like that?
Yeah, sometimes.
Sometimes, yeah. When you have to be on the shows and stuff,
yeah,
right?
A lot of the celebrities sometimes expect stuff day of, which is a lot of work, but, you know, you grit your teeth and you say, yeah.
Yeah, hell yeah, girl, got you.
Wow. So let's explore that part of you. So you create for celebrities. What does that mean? You design for only one person? They commission you and you design just for them?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes I make them custom things, like they see the lines I do, either they take it directly off the runway, or they want, you know, like this and that color, or you want like a dress made shorter, or
right.
So it all depends, you know, but...
But they pay you, right? Obviously.
Not all the time, you'd think, but a lot of the stuff I do is for free.
Yeah, really? Especially in the beginning, right?
Yeah.
Or like for the celebrities and stuff, yeah.
Unless it's custom, you can't charge.
But they give you the exposure, obviously.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, right.
I mean, it's very impressive, you know. When you look at the website, you don't think it's just one person did this. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's produced a lot. Wow, look at all that.
Mm-hmm.
Very impressive stuff, and beautiful models too. So, how long? Now, tell us a little bit about participating in the show. How does that work for you, like participating in a fashion show? What do? So you have your whole line there for the season?
Yeah.
Okay. And then, and obviously you're already connected with the models. You know who's going to model it and everything.
Yeah.
And what, you just go and sit there and watch everybody? Like everybody else watching the models and stuff going?
Oh, no, backstage is a shit show. It's me, you know.
Okay.
That came apart. I have to quickly hand sew it together, or I have to pin stuff together, you know. Models don't treat anything nicely at all.
They
step through it. So, you know, there's always last minute repairs or
right. So you have to control everything behind the scenes.
Yeah.
That would stress me out.
Yeah. You can't just sit there and enjoy the show.
No.
You got to make sure it works well.
Well, have you ever seen the show America's Next Top Model?
No.
Back in the day, they used to do like a segment where they'd have to do this runway show and they'd do the behind the scenes footage where all the girls are like putting on their outfits. I'm like, that just seems like a huge anxiety fest. Like for everyone involved, not just the models.
It's so stressful. Yeah.
Like I'm like, what is going on back there? That's probably what it's like for the Victoria's Secret fashion show, but at least they're like half naked, so it's just like change your bra.
So obviously you've made a lot of investment of your effort, time, money into this. So obviously, you expect eventually to make a lot of money from this.
I mean, hopefully.
And you will. I mean, I don't see why not.
Right.
You know, I'm very impressed with this. And, you know, I mean, I usually don't pay that much attention to clothes, but everything is like different here. You know, it's very original what you've done. You know, I haven't seen a lot of what other designers have done, but I mean, if you just dressed, if it was only you dressing up everybody, there'd still be enough variation there, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it's really hard to, you know, differentiate yourself from all these other big names, and, you know, you just have to make something that people recognize as your own, but also, you know, something that people would wear, and it's a hard line to walk.
Yeah. Right. So, and it's very competitive, right?
Very.
Very competitive. Yeah. So, did you know that going in, that it's going to be very competitive?
I did.
You did, but you did it anyway, because... Yeah. Nothing scares you.
Nothing.
That's good.
You see, he's got a good attitude.
Well, some designers make it, though, and they start working with specific celebrities. Like, I forget the guy who works with J-Lo for her Vegas show. Do you know who I'm talking about? I know it's not Costello. It's somebody else. He has, like, a shop downtown, but he obviously blew up because she wears all of his designs on stage. But that's good for her, not good for anybody else, because no one will ever be able to afford his outfits.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Oh my God, I want to wear what she's wearing, but also I'm a regular person. I can't afford $2,000 for an outfit I'm going to wear for 5 hours of my life.
Right.
So, I mean, I guess in that sense, he's straight because he's working with celebrities, but I'm just saying no one else can buy yourself.
Yeah. I mean, that's why I have a diffusion line as well, you know.
Yeah.
Cater to everybody, but still get that same luxury look.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. Wow. So, I mean, I'm very impressed. I don't know anything about clothes, really. I mean,
I don't really know either, to be honest. Yeah, like, when people say designer brands, because it's like not a designer.
Really know.
You have no clue.
Because we can't afford that stuff. Yeah. I think if we could, we would be interested in it.
So
where were the lower brands?
Like, I know, like basic brands, like Prada, obviously, Gucci, like stuff that I can never, like I'm never, even if I was rich, I don't think I could get myself to spend $780 on a t-shirt.
Yeah, that's a lot of money. Yeah. And jeans, you know, $500.
No,
stuff.
Way more than that.
Really?
Jeans?
Yeah?
Yeah. Really? Like $1,000.
Are you serious? Mm-hmm. Like what brand, for example, would charge $1,000?
I went to
jeans? Everybody, pretty much.
Yeah, really? Pretty much, yeah. It's ridiculous. Wow. Yeah.
Who wears that?
Yeah.
Me?
What brand is that?
The Ralph Lauren Black Label, and they have leather all down the bottom.
Really?
And those are $1,000.
Or more, yeah.
Oh my God. Whoa. That makes me sick.
But he lives and breathes this.
Well, jeans are different though, because you can wear jeans more than once.
Right.
Like jeans, you could switch up with every different top. It's like a dress though,
right,
like that you're going to wear one time to one event. Like, can you imagine spending $1,200 on that? And then it just hangs in your closet. $1,200 just hangs.
Yeah.
In your closet.
Let me ask you this, because I need to understand the rationale behind it.
Yeah.
Of people spending $1,000 on jeans. When someone wears $1,000 pair of jeans, can you tell?
Yeah.
When they're wearing it?
Yeah.
How?
Just by the quality, how they look.
I think it is true, because as I work in a restaurant, and when guys walk into the restaurant and they're dressed in like expensive designer clothes, I can tell that they're dressed in expensive designer clothes.
Even if it's just jeans and t-shirts?
Even if it's just jeans and a t-shirt. Like,
are you serious?
Mm-hmm. Not if it's a white t-shirt.
Can you stand up for me for just a second, seriously? Mm-hmm. I want to see, like, okay, so... this is leather?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it's real leather.
Leather, yeah. You know? All right, so it's kind of cheating because it's not all jeans, you know?
Yeah.
You got a special leather design on there and everything. I can understand that.
Yeah. You still wouldn't do it, though.
Well, yeah.
I went into Dolce & Gabbana just for shits and giggles, like, maybe a year ago.
Yeah.
And there was this awesome bag. It was black, and it just said D&G.
Uh-huh.
And, like, this black... what is it? Cubic Sigonia, whatever. And I was like, I bet this bag's like $500. I looked at the price tag. The bag was $2,800. I'm like, even if I wanted this bag, which I do, and I was super rich, I don't think I could spend $2,800 in a bag.
Yeah. Right. But that's the average person. I mean, you see a lot of people that can put down a lot of money.
Like $2,800 is a dollar to them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they spend it. And that's why is that more your market, the upscale market?
Yeah, but I try to stay on the lower end.
Right.
Right.
So the lower end of the upscale.
I feel like you would make more money that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
Because you appeal to more people.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And I still have that diffusion line because, you know, you want to create luxury stuff that people can still afford, that still looks good, that won't last 5 minutes and you rip through it.
Right. Exactly. See, like Fashion Nova, you'll get something and it'll rip like right after you wear it. Like you get like maybe one or two wears in it, can go in the wash maybe twice, and then it's like it's done.
Yeah.
But they appeal to a market that nobody's really paying attention to.
Right.
Like they have sales where a nice crop top that could last you 7 years is $7.
Right.
Yeah.
But would you wear it for 7 years though?
I have stuff from Fashion Nova I've had for 9+ years.
Really? But do you keep wearing it?
Yeah.
Or is it just hanging in there?
No.
Can you wear the same thing for 9 years? I can't understand.
Yeah,
that.
Like a nice little Sounds crop top boring. That like. I might not wear it for like Instagram pics, but I'll wear it like if I'm just running errands or like it's a go-to clothes.
Yeah.
But then they have stuff where you get it and it's dope, and then it's done right after you wear it.
I just like wearing new clothes. It makes me feel different, you know. Yeah. But once you get used to them, it's like time to.
I'll wear something comfortable forever until the wheels fall off. Yeah.
Not me.
I'm a hoarder, though.
Yeah.
Like, I look at my closet sometimes. I'm like, Danielle, you need to.
Yeah, you don't wear.
You need to let this go.
98% of it you don't wear, right?
And I have stuff that still has tags on from 4 years ago. I bought it, and I just never wore it.
Never even wore it.
Probably doesn't even fit me.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing. I had it like that, too. I give away almost everything when I moved.
Mm-hmm.
I said, why am I keeping all this here? You know, just taking up room. I'm never going to wear it again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, very cool, man. Now, do you envision yourself growing into something where people are going to help you and you'll be on top of teams?
Yeah.
Really, that's the goal.
That's always the goal.
Doesn't everyone want to be the boss? The next Alexander McQueen? Yeah.
Not necessarily, though. I mean, maybe he just wants to really have his own gig.
He's another one that's way too expensive. Like, a pair of sneakers is like $800. I'm like, what? They're like all white. What?
Yeah. Well, but right now you're able to do it alone. You still could, right? You just, you charge more, do less designs, and charge more for them. You know what I mean?
That's but imagine if like he blows up in the next 6 months and you get 25 orders in one day. That's a lot for one person to handle.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like sewing, cutting.
No, but he wouldn't do all that, right? I mean, you're the designer. You're not going to go and sew each one, right?
Yeah, I have a team of interns as well.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, okay. But so do they sew the clothes?
Yeah, they do mostly finishing work because, I mean, it's still my art. I still want to, you know.
Yeah, put your hands in it.
Make the most of it.
Right. Yeah. Right. Okay, so you make it like the prototypes. You don't sit there and produce like thousands of this.
No.
Yeah. That's the next stage, you know. That's selling it, actually.
Mm-hmm.
But you're in the design stage of the clothes, of the fashion. Wow. Now, so let me ask you this. So you guys have the seasons, right? And usually you present stuff for the next season, right?
Yeah.
For the upcoming season.
It's always 6 months ahead.
Right. So if I want to wear summer clothes, I have to buy them in the winter.
Yeah.
Or at least in the autumn, right? In the spring. So, so you end up having to buy like really loose, light clothes when you're still like wearing wool and coats and everything. It kind of makes it hard to shop, you know?
Not
what
really.
I'm no?
Even on websites too, like in the summertime, I go to websites and I'll go for the winter shit.
Yeah.
Because it's like cheaper.
Oh, no. I understand that. But to go into a store and you, when you browse, all you see is stuff and you go, but I want clothes for now, not for
Oh, you mean like
season.
If you're walking into a store and it's cold out and they have summer stuff out.
Exactly.
I mean, yeah, and then you don't know what your body's going to be like in like 5 months.
Exactly.
Like, shit.
That's what I
what
mean.
If I gain 20 pounds?
But for you guys, it has to be that because you need to get into production quicker, right?
Yeah, I mean, it takes 6 months of planning just after a show to get it all together. Get stuff ready, get stuff on celebrities so, you know, they start purging the market and start getting that stuff out so people can see it.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, very cool. I'm impressed, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
It's
I think fashion design is crazy. Like, I just think it's a tough field. I feel like it's very competitive. It would get me, it would stress me out.
So you work a lot with the models. Do you see some of the things that they say. Like, don't they usually in those shows, in those reality shows, they show you that it's not as simple and glamorous as what you see on the outside?
Well, yeah.
And for a model, right?
Wait, what do you mean?
It's like, not an easy life for a model.
No, and it's tough.
Yeah, it's not tough. Glamorous,
I think that
right?
might be harder than fashion design is staying a model.
Right. Because they make you look glamorous, but the job itself is not.
Yeah. People complain about it. Like, that Carol Delevingne, she was like, fuck this. I'm not doing really? This anymore. Yeah. Mm. And plus you have to be like stressed about your weight all year. Like you literally like have to eat like salads every day.
Yeah.
Unless you're like a fucking superhuman and like you can eat whatever you want and still be skinny.
Oh, most of the models behind the stage are eating pizza or anything nasty. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That's crazy.
And some of them are on drugs.
And then here we are. Here we are, like eating a burger and gaining 5 pounds the same day. I'm like, fuck you, ladies.
Yeah, a lot of them worked out like 6 times a day too.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah. That's a lot, and I wonder if that's like tough on your body.
Probably is, you know, but that's their product, right? So they work on it as much as they can.
Yeah.
Jeez. But I think many of them had experiences with drugs as well, you know?
Cocaine.
If you do coke,
you get less hungry.
Weight, yeah, all that stuff. You know?
I think that started after everyone found out about Kate Moss.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
And everyone's like, oh, that's
she was so skinny, my God. You know?
Well, a lot of them are skinny. There was a few models that came into the restaurant last night. Beautiful. Uh-huh. But my God, I was like, I feel like if I put one finger on you, you're going to snap.
Right. Why did we do this? I mean, because is it true that you look not fatter, okay, but fuller when you're on camera?
Yeah, 10 pounds.
Really?
Yeah.
So that's why they do that.
No, I mean...
I mean, think about it. Because why would you want... Because I don't think that's the ideal woman, you know, the ones that are like really like anorexic looking. I don't think that's the ideal woman.
I don't think it's the ideal woman anymore, but that market is still going for that look.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I try not to. I try to use every shape and size.
Right, right.
See, that's cool. See, I like brands that like, okay, we can have a big woman still look luxurious because people are not taking into account that 90% of America is not supermodel skinny.
Exactly.
Or tall. Exactly. Like, a lot of us aren't that tall. Only a few women are 6 feet, 5'11".
But you got to admit that the clothes look good on that kind of a body.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. Obviously. And pictures and stuff, like when you go to the Victoria's Secret website and they all have like 7-inch torsos and abs. Yeah, of course it looks good. That's not going to look like that on me. But it would be cool if they had a section where there weren't models that were all fucking look like they came from wherever Hercules was born. You know, like a few chubby chicks on there with stretch marks.
Yeah.
Because that's most of the people buying Victoria's Secret don't fucking look like that.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah. It's just like, let's have some regular, like all these websites now, like Fashion Nova, Pretty Little Thing, they're all doing big girls now because everyone was complaining. Like, I want to wear this shit too.
Right. But, you know, usually models, they go for skinny. I mean, even when it's not for clothes, you know. I mean, models for anything, you know, like the ones in trade shows and, you know, and models that are, you know, doing any modeling at all. They look for skinny. That's what they look for. You know? But.
I mean, it just looks smooth, like when you have a woman wearing a dress and there's like no back roll or whatever, walking down a runway. I get it. Like, it makes sense. Like, I have back rolls. Like, I couldn't do a runway show. Plus, I'm 5'1.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I'd love to see a girl up there that was 5'1 with no back rolls and a little bit of curves walking down that runway.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I do. In fact, I brought this up about this woman that had illegal butt injections.
Oh, God.
Do you want to know about this?
Go for it.
She warns others against the procedure. Don't do it. She's an Instagram model. And
what's her name?
Listen, her butt is pretty big. Let me see her name.
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah. Courtney Barnes. On Instagram, she's known as Miss Miami.
Oh, wait. I think I know who this is.
Yeah?
Hold on.
Miss Miami TV is her name. MS Miami TV.
Oh, she follows me.
Really?
Yeah. She got 825,000. Yeah. I'm about to tell her to come on my podcast.
Yeah.
I'm looking at her butt right now.
Yeah. So what's the difference between legal and illegal? Is it illegal to do it?
Yes, and it's deadly. There's a picture of a female who got her ass injected, and it was like with cement.
Right, and I saw that. That was huge, right?
No, it exploded.
Really?
Yeah, she's done for her life. Like her life is over.
Whoa.
And so many people were reposting the image to let women know, don't do this.
Yeah.
So like legal is like if you go to Dr. Miami or Dr. 90210 and he's like, you need to gain 20 pounds and they suck it out and they shove it in your ass.
Right.
That's legal.
Yeah.
Okay. And even at that, you can only do 5 like milligrams of fat. You can't go over that. It's illegal. If you go to like DR, a lot of women leave the country because if you go to DR, they'll suck every inch of your fat out and shove it in your ass, which is illegal in the United States.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So injections is like you don't know what they're putting in your body.
Yeah.
Like Kylie Jenner got injections.
Really?
Yeah, but she obviously went to not someone who has cement.
Yeah.
But those are fillers. Like it's kind of like she got lip fillers in her hips and her ass. So wow. Every couple of months she has to go back and do it.
Really? She has to keep it up.
Man, a lot of people are doing that procedure now, but it's $13,000 per like unit or something. So imagine if you're doing your hips and your ass, how much that surgery would cost.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. I think, see, now, like, when we're talking about fashion design, like, skinny models used to be the thing. Now, like, curves is like, but that's going to go out. People don't understand, like, that's going to fade the fuck out, too.
Yeah, it comes back and forth.
Yeah. It's going to go back to breast at some point.
Yeah. Everything's going to move back up again, right? And, Jonathan, thank you so much for joining us.
Of course.
You're amazing. You're very inspiring.
Thank you.
And I'm really impressed with your work. I think more people should know about you. I see you actually have a store online that people can buy your stuff.
I do, yeah.
Can you believe that? I mean, I'm going to actually check these things out, although they look for younger guys, you know. They're not.
I think
really
you get too much in your head about things.
No, I'm telling you, because like the shorts and stuff, but actually, you know what? The longer stuff, actually, I could rock that just like anybody else.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So tell people how they can find out more about your fashions and actually buy them.
You can buy them on my website, jonathanmarston.com. I'm also in a celebrity store, showroom in Beverly Hills.
Okay,
and
now.
Online, yeah.
Mm.
Oh, really? Where's that, Beverly Hills?
It's on Wilshire.
Oh, okay. What's it called again?
It's called Regard Style House.
Oh, okay, cool. Well, everybody can go there and check it out.
I don't think it's like a place you can just like walk into.
It's mostly for celebrities and stylists. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm.
Doesn't sound like the.
That's
the
okay. I'm sending people there anyway. Go. No, what they are? Maybe they'll let you in. Wow. All right. Well, you go back to your reality. But you know what? You really don't have to be. It's not a big deal with your car. I mean, it's very.
I'm just stressed out in the sense is I'm like really big into science, so I'm just one freaked out that I knew this was going to happen. Like, I just felt it. As I was driving to work, I was like, it's happening.
I believe that you brought it on yourself.
No, I didn't.
Because why today out of all days?
How out of all days did someone just drive down the wrong direction?
No, that wasn't my... And at the same second, too, that you were pulling out. Well, that's how things happen. That's fate.
But I had a feeling.
Yeah. Okay, well, I respect that. If you think there's a connection, then there is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jonathan, and so people can find you on your website if they want to contact you, too.
Yeah.
You have social media there and everything.
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. Well, thanks again for joining us. And the fashions are... So what's the latest now? The latest line? What's the season?
Autumn Winter 2019.
But can they order from anywhere? Or just autumn?
What
if they liked one of your old designs from like winter last year?
Oh, I keep everything on my website.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, everything's
so
there,
cool.
Yeah.
I hate when that happens, when you love something and then it's gone.
I know. Wow. Maybe I'll buy that for somebody. I don't know for whom, but I would buy it for somebody that it would look good on. I just don't know anybody like that.
All my older stuff's on sale, so.
All right, everybody. Well, thank you all for joining us, folks. Have a great day out there. Today's Thursday, so we'll see you tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.